how and why. Bison World, a cultural experience, Ellendale man reported missing. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. As fall approaches, the opportunities for Bison World continue to take shape. Spearheaded by Brian Lundy and Apogee Attractions, work is currently being done to finalize architectural and engineering designs. Jamestown Tourism Executive Director Cyril Swedland says a common misconception about the cultural experience is using amusement park as a description for the $60 million project.
We've been using the word amusement park a little bit. Folks have been. It's not intended to be that. And we're getting sort of three big pieces of feedback as people have been approaching me on the street about this project.
Swedland says a common question he receives is how will the attraction find staff?
That is going to be a challenge. But again, there isn't a community out there that doesn't rise to that challenge when the opportunity presents. And the easiest way to say that is our little community of Medora every year. They hire a slew of folks, a bunch of volunteers show up, and they execute what we consider to be one of the best summer programs in North Dakota. We'll do the same.
Read more online at newsdakota.com. The Ellendale Police Department is looking for a 62-year-old male named Everett Raines. Raines was last seen leaving his residence in Ellendale on August 22nd at 9 a.m. He was driving a 2002 Ford F-250 with North Dakota plates 359-CBW. The vehicle has a ratchet strap on the right side holding the tailgate shut. Mr. Raines left without his cell phone and medication, and Ellendale police are concerned for his safety as he may become disoriented without his medication. And on Monday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted full approval of the first COVID-19 vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19 disease in individuals 16 years of age and older. State Health Officer Dr. Nazar Wiebe.
Today's announcement that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine meets the FDA's high standards for full approval instills further confidence that the vaccine is safe and effective and helps address vaccine hesitancy related to the emergency use authorization.
That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.